The following is a rockradioshow.com exclusive.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
I'm Shawn Morello.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho.
This is WWE Superstar The Miz.
It's me, DDP, and you're listening on The Rock with God.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the Wrestling Radio Awards Best New Show, The Rack.
Holler, bitches!
Giving you unique insights into the world of professional wrestling in WWE.
I think you need to test them out in the pool, too.
I'll go in only if you go in.
In 10 seconds, if you don't get in, I'm coming to push you in. You always wanted to do the Baywatch run. You have to come rescue me.
What happened to the
puppet? See, they do float. Look at that. I told you, they float. They look like little jellyfish. These things float. Huh. Who knew?
With your host, Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh, my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh, my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
If you smell la 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 la, what the sock is cooking?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
And welcome to the Rock Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com. I'm Lindsay, he's Rock, and we are back after an internet-caused delay, boo interwebs, with Total Divas Season 5. And I have a feeling we're going to need to find our center with this episode. What do you think? He's cleansing, y'all. Yeah, you're losing it, dude. You're losing it. Breathe. Breathe. Breathing is a part of this. You just went through this, you know. I don't know how you can breathe like that and not pass out, you know? I just can't. But, anyway, we found our center. We're gonna let y'all find yours. So, we're gonna take a quick break, and when we come back, we're gonna be talking all about Season 5, Episode 10 of Total Divas. So you're listening to Rock Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back.
Do you like what you see? Because I couldn't help but notice that you couldn't get...
There is only one place to go for all the latest wrestling action figure reviews, and that's Wrestling Figure Wednesday, with new episodes every Wednesday and Friday. Wrestling Figure Wednesday provides you with some of the most intricate reviews of the latest wrestling action figures from both WWE and TNA. And if that's not enough, look out for some exclusive wrestling action figure reviews that you won't see anywhere else. The only place to find these wrestling action figure reviews is at youtube.com/MVG1211.
Hey gang, this is Tara, formerly known as Victoria from WWE, and I just want to say Matt Goldberg is a genius.
Make sure you check out Wrestling Figure Wednesdays today.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns.
I didn't just make headlines last night. I turned the WWE Universe upside down.
To the shocking moments.
The last time you and I together, we were in Brooklyn on Monday Night Raw. It was me, you, Rusev. Remember that? That was an amazing night. And then remember, you came to my hotel room and surprised me that night. Yeah, that was crazy. Remember that? And you told me you didn't want to be with Rusev anymore. You said he was big, he was hairy, he smelled like rotten testicles. And we did those special exercises. You showed me how to do the one-legged Russian vacuum. Yes! Remember I showed you how to do the Wisconsin wheelbarrow? Hey, we were just talking about you, kinda. You guys still together? I heard you broke up.
We're actually engaged to be married.
You engaged to be married? Mazel! That's fantastic news! You got a hell of a woman here. She's flexible as all hell. Whoa! I mean, it's amazing!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
My name is Bo, and I'm here to say Flo Rida's disrespectful in a major way. You sucker punched my friend in WrestleMania 28, but I'd be upset too if I was named after this awful stain.
Oh, you got it!
You need to channel your negativity in a more productive manner. You hold an ace high, but I have a full house. Like, my name is Danny Tanner. Oh, boom!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins, and you are listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
Welcome back to The Rock Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com. We are back. Total Divas Season 5. You're in New York, New York.
New York, New York.
With the Bella Twins. They're meeting fans. Little boy's bringing her flowers. And a John Cena lunchbox.
There's something inside the lunchbox. There's a Nikki Bella action figure inside his John Cena lunchbox.
That's oddly sweet.
It is. It is. It really is.
The fact that the kid thought this out, that's adorable. So we see the Bellas going in for lunch, or hair. Hair. They're going in for hair.
And it's like, Nikki got Rose's breed in it.
It could be causing a lot more harm than good for me to be involved in this. Paige. Oh dear. What is she up to?
Paige is always up to no good.
And we are in Denver, Colorado with Paige and Alicia.
Apparently Alicia's wig, weave is flying off. We're going to eat with some dude. A fan.
He won something. He won a contest to, I guess, have lunch with Paige. Oh my. Dustin is coming out to his family, and only the WWE Divas can help.
His family is very religious.
Oh, this is not going to be good. Basically, Paige is empowering to this guy. He's telling her how much she has helped him and how just her being herself has really gotten him through some really tough times and just how inspiring she is. And
Alicia's like, Paige loves her fans. She's always willing to connect with her fans. As we've seen on previous episodes of Total Divas.
Basically, they're going to help. They're going to be at the West Coast at the end of the month. And so she's going to help. And now we're at Thursday Night SmackDown in, Phoenix, Arizona.
I was going to say we should spot the intern, but the intern was working.
Right. And now we see Natty and Mandy.
Natty's addicted to cats. Natty wants to keep teaching Mandy.
That's good. So now Natty's telling her about the family vacation, and Natty invites Mandy on the family trip. She's an honorary Neidhart now.
Natty,
you have a heart of gold, I swear to God.
That's very generous, but your family's probably going to be like, what'd you do, Natty?
The hail?
TJ, more specifically.
Now we see the Bell Twins and Alicia Fox coming to the ring. Becky! Oh, poor Becky, she's getting beat up. And we see Charlotte at ringside. And Bree's super excited to be wrestling in her hometown. She's talking it up, saying how she gets a little nervous. It's like, the crowd is super pumped.
Friends are in the crowd, etc., etc., etc.
And there's the brother. He's backstage. He's wearing a Bella shirt.
Nikki can't go to Sedona. Bree and her friends and family are going to Sedona.
To spiritually cleanse.
Brian has a list.
The brother's like, oh god, Brian has a list. What are we doing? What are we doing? I love how they're arguing the merits of what's PG and what's not, and now the brother is mooning them.
A bra is not PG, but paid cleavage is PG.
Actually, you really kind of can't even tell it's a bra.
You really couldn't. Until he mentioned it, you didn't know. So Eva, Uso, Mandy, Carano. Carano has something to say. Tension class. Carano has something that he wants to inform us about.
Basically, they were talking about how to get Eva to Dallas. Well, that's obviously not happening now.
They want Eva and Mandy to become a team.
Basically, Eva's saying if they want you to do something, you really kind of have to do it. You don't have a choice. So she's like, let's do the tag team thing. And now he's suggesting Eva dye her hair blonde.
She's having no part of it.
The whole reason she went red in the first place was because they told her to dye her hair blonde. Just FYI, people.
She's stuck in, keep your boobs in high and tight. Paige is now talking to the girls about the fan who wants to come out. So the excuse is why Paige and Alicia are going there is because he won a contest and, that's part of the deal.
Why don't you just say he reached out to you and you're supporting him. And basically they're making the point of, well, Paige could be in a lot of trouble because if the family's as hostile as he says, they would be questioning why she's there in the first place and what business it is of hers to be there. So, you know, you basically have a perfect stranger telling you, oh, well, you have to accept her son, and they don't want to. And basically, they're making all the logical points as to why Paige shouldn't do this.
They have many very valid points. Should I take a security guard with me? Yep.
Probably. Oh, God.
Okay.
Alrighty. So, we'll get to that. We'll get to the coming out party in a minute, because there's more on that. Little red and gold action. Even Mandy. It's kind of interesting, because Mandy's not even through training yet.
No, but, you know, she's on the TV show, so, you know, they think of ideas for her because she's on the TV show.
Oh, I know, but still, it's like she's not even through her wrestling training. She hasn't even gone. She's still got training wheels, and it's like you're going to throw in a tag team with another person that has training wheels? That doesn't make sense, does it?
Well, it does, because look at NXT. Nia Jax, training wheels. Eva, training wheels.
Yeah, but Nia's a little bit more.
No, no, she's not. No, no. No, she's not.
I was going to say talented.
But I'm saying she doesn't have those training wheels. She's still training.
Oh, I know, but still, it's...
Just because she has the bloodline doesn't mean she's ahead of the game.
Oh, I know. I'm not saying it's because she has the bloodline. It's just I think she's been training longer than Eva has.
No. I think Eva's actually been training longer.
Are we sure? To the Google!
To the Googles. Yes, we're going to Google this.
We're going to live Google on this show.
Nia Jax.
When she gets signed.
She got signed in 2014.
And Eva?
Then she made her in-ring debut in 2015. Did Nia Jax. Eva Marie, well, we already know she was signed in 2013. And that's when she began her training.
But there was a stop to her training.
A little bit. So, Nia has a year and a half. I would give Eva a year and a half to 2 years. They're right on par with each other.
I still say Nia's more talented.
I didn't say she wasn't. But I'm saying she still has her training wheels on.
I know, I get that. But you're talking about Mandy is brand new. Still green to the business. And you're talking about putting her in a tag team that's... that Eva... It's like, I would see if you're going to put her in a tag team to put her in someone with, like, Bayley or Sasha Banks or someone who is more experienced than Eva. And that's not a knock against Eva. It's just Bayley and Sasha have more knowledge when it comes to dealing with all of that and dealing with the business a little bit, or even putting her in with someone like Natty, someone that can kind of help her get through it a little bit and continue to guide her on her journey through pro wrestling. But anyway, as we come back from break, we're in the car with the Bella family.
We're going to some sort of temple of some sort.
Basically, the sister-in-law wants to know if there's going to be cocktails. Brian says no. And she says, well, what if we mix it with organic vodka? I did not realize there is such a thing. We're off to a great start on this trip to Sedona. Anyway, we're in Colorado Springs.
Apparently there is organic vodka.
Hot damn.
We're Natty's regretting her friendliness at the moment, I can tell.
Oh my god, she's bringing 15 people?
Natty.
You're way too nice, Natty. You're way too nice.
You're stupidly nice.
I was trying to be nice.
I didn't call her stupid. I said stupidly nice.
That's not any better. We see Truth backstage with Mandy and Eva.
Eva, you can't dance. Remember this.
Remember season one?
You couldn't Fandango. The world can Fandango. You couldn't Fandango. Mandy, no. Eva, no.
Okay, props for her for trying that in heels.
That was awful. She's now blaming the heels.
Right, it's the heels. It's totally the heels.
We're in Sedona now.
Lovely Sedona.
Shenanigans are about to occur.
We see metal warthogs. We're going into the house. It's a beautiful house. There's a meditation room. A nice infinity pool, a beautiful view of the mountains. And we see Renee arriving. And Dean Ambrose, who is randomly carrying a drum. Where in the hell did he get a drum? And now we're mixing the drinks. Renee wonders if she's the only one drinking, and they're like, oh, no, you're not.
We're all drinking.
Except for Brian.
Brian's not drinking. Brian's like, this is where we're rewarding ourselves, not the drinking.
Oh, Mom and Johnny, there's the reference. There it is.
People power.
Basically, Brian's trying to have a super healthy, super good for you weekend, and everybody just wants to drink and have a good time and enjoy themselves, and Brian's not feeling that. And Bree's kind of like, you know, I don't want to push him, but maybe we should just sort of lax it a little bit.
Brian's like, I don't cry a lot. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? We're in Colorado Springs now.
With Paige and Alicia.
I like how Nikki and Paige says, freaking natty. Paige is having second thoughts now.
I think she's right to have second thoughts. I mean, what if something does happen? She's not necessarily going to be able to defend herself. Sure, she's a wrestling badass, but if there's enough of them, they can overpower her.
Okay.
The mom had a minor heart attack. He's going to come out. Oh, this is going to be bad. Oh, this is going to be so bad.
Well, her second thoughts have gone out the window now. She's all on board because, well...
The mom had a heart attack.
Paige has a heart. And it's not a black heart, damn it.
He grew 3 sizes that day.
Hey, look, it's the lipstick you love.
I hate that lipstick so much. But basically, Paige is not feeling this. She's not confident about it. She's not comfortable with it, but she's going to go ahead and go through with it because, well, guilt. And she's a good person.
Yeah, this is not going to go well.
It's not going to go well.
We're at break now.
We'll get to Brian's super healthy, super good for you weekend because there's more shenanigans to follow, especially with Dean Ambrose and his drum, I'm sure. Because
where does he get a drum? What the hell?
I don't know. I don't know where he got a drum. He just shows up with it.
Did he just pick it up in the house saying, here's a drum?
He probably honestly saw it at the airport, thought it was cool, and he bought it. Let's be real. It's Dean. The TV character is not that far off from the person.
No, it really isn't. No, really it's not.
So, we'll get into that. Even Mandy, red and gold, Eva's not really feeling it, and that's only going to get worse, but... Oh my, this is not gonna, in terms of the whole Paige situation, this is gonna go bad. This is gonna go so, so bad.
Yeah, that's basically all I can say about it. It's gonna go really, really bad. As we're back from break, we are here with Natty.
And TJ. And the kitties.
All the little kitties.
Why is she smelling her cats? Is she getting high off her cats?
Probably.
She looks tired.
TJ's like, who's Natty? I don't even know her.
TJ's freaking out.
We're now quoting Maya Angelou to make up for our stupidity niceness.
Niceness.
She's now Googling the quote. She can't even find the quote. TJ's like, now you just make things up. Yep.
It's going to be fine. It's going to be great. We're good. We're good.
Natty.
TJ's not happy.
Speaking of vacation, we're in Sedona now, where there are many hills.
TJ's like, what have I gotten myself into?
We're talking about having sex with kids around. That's the car ride conversation.
Ceremony leader, we're going into... Oh my god, I got a bad feeling about this. Vortex retreat. Oh my god, what are we doing?
We're going to a teepee temple. And there's... Oh, okay. I have no...
Dean just being there makes this awesome.
He's just sitting there, hand-folded.
The brother and Dean are both like, what the hell? There's a fly that keeps flying on Brian's face. Dean's like, whatever. The brother's like, whatever. Oh my god, what the hell is this?
Dean's smiling.
The brother's laughing. The sister-in-law's laughing. Renee, they're all laughing. Because it's been like, yeah, okay, let's just get through it. How much you want to bet there was a conversation had that first night that they all meet? You're like, okay, we're just going to go with it, and then we can party.
Pretty much. We're with Eva and Mandy.
And they're meeting a fan. Lots of fans on this episode. Very fan-centric. Kind of awesome.
Eva's an idol of that fan. What is she creating?
Oh, they're showing the retouch. Eva don't want to go blonde.
See? Flashback. Season 1. Where's JoJo?
Hashtag where's JoJo?
That was the theme of Season 1.
And Eva's like, I'm not going blonde. Not doing it.
Not happening.
We are back in Sedona.
We're done with
We're having dinner now. We're meditating over food. And then there's Dean in his shirt. I'm just here for the booze.
Brian's like, this is all about detoxing.
And they're all toxing up.
Dean's face. Whereas Brian says, I have a big day planned for us. Drinking is not healing.
Brian is so not happy right now.
He's calling alcohol a crutch for the modern weak people.
Dean Ambrose, modern philosopher. Daniel Bryan wants to punch him in his face.
You need to know when to say when.
Dean's like, I think you should experience all the joys in life, but know when to say when. Quote and Bryan's like, oh, damn it.
Quote to live by.
Quote the lunatic, nevermore.
That should have been the quote of the show. They're staying at They're staying in a crazy haunted B&B. So the owner of this place did the 40 years ago came out. It was touch and go in the beginning, but yeah.
Basically, the owner's saying it's the hardest thing he's ever done, and of course it is. It's because your parents want you to be one way. There's kind of, they raise you to be this way with this expectation, and then when it's, well, to them, it's you making the decision to be like this. There's not the acknowledgement that you just are like this, because they don't see what they want to see. They only see what they want to see. So I've known plenty of people that they have come out to their parents, and their parents have been fine with it. They maybe already even knew. I know people that they've never spoken to their parents ever again because their parents kind of cast them out based on personal beliefs or religious beliefs or whatever. So it's a very awkward situation, to say the least.
That's a good way to put it.
Especially being an outsider coming in. Because Paige and Alicia are there for support. They're there to hold Dustin's hand as he tells his mom and dad that he's gay. And that's fantastic. The fact that they're doing this for a total stranger shows that they mean very well. But it's at what point do you need to step back from the situation? I think it's something that they should be there for 100%, but it's maybe you don't render an opinion on it.
Yeah,
because it's not your place.
You just be there for moral support. That's basically what you have to do with that in that position. And I think at the end of the day, that's all they're really there for?
Yeah. Well, it's what they're actually there for, and then what the expectation is of what they're there for. Because he wants them there to be moral support, but it's he may also lean on them very heavily since they're there for that moral support. And it may turn into emotional because it's, well, what is he going to do? But presumably he doesn't live with his parents. I don't know what his financial or home situation is like, but it's if he's on his own, then more power to him. But if he lives with his parents, well, his parents could throw him out. He could have nothing. Then what is he supposed to do? And that's kind of the harsh reality of this, is that if they're ultra-Christian and ultra-conservative, they could easily throw him out.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
So, it's a very delicate situation going on in Oregon right now. There's a equally delicate situation going on in Sedona, as everybody wants to get wasted and party. And Brian basically is like, hey, remember when I got us this awesome house and you all agreed to do whatever the hell I wanted? And suddenly everybody's like, no.
We never handshook on that.
We never agreed to that. I mean, it's people detox in their own way. And I get Brian is trying to do it the uber healthy way, both spiritually and physically and all that stuff. But some people just aren't into that. Some people just need to get away from the grind, and that's how they detox, or that's how they relax, or whatever you want to call it.
Right.
And they sort of recharge their batteries.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all doing that in their own way. And some people, you know, it's they enjoy a drink or two. They're not sitting there getting trashed. They're sitting there enjoying a margarita. Or in Dean's case, something stronger. Probably bourbon. Looks like Jack and Coke. As we come back from break, we're back in Sedona.
Oh, we're in full Jesus Brian mode today. We're going to a stupa, a monument, with a Buddhist meditation teaching with a Buddhist priest.
Could be fun.
Bree's not going with Brian. He's laying the guilt trip on.
Wow! So Brian's basically like, if y'all want to hang out here and party, that's fine. I'm going to go do my thing.
You know, I just, you know, be mad at you, because, you know, I'm going to get guilt.
And disappointed in our life together. I mean, damn!
When the Jesus talks, you listen to the Jesus. Oh, no. We're practicing the coming out speech.
Where are they? Are they at his place?
They're somewhere. You know your feelings of this not going well?
This is going to go so bad.
Really, Paige, you're not really qualified for this job.
She feels like she's kind of in over her head. I think we all kind of agree with you, Paige, but good on you anyway. Now we're in Orlando, we're at the Performance Center, we see Eva and Mandy practicing.
Look at them go. There's Sarah Del Rey.
Basically, they're saying Eva's set, and basically anything she puts on, she's still Eva Marie, and Mandy doesn't want to be the sidekick. And basically they're telling them, you just need to talk about it.
Just talk it out. Eva's like, I have no interest in this. Yeah. Does she stay true to herself, or does she climb back down the ladder and go with Mandy?
Decisions, oh god, it's coming. Oh lord have mercy on all of us, it's coming. This is going to be fun.
No, it's not. No. Don't even try to sugarcoat it. No, it's not going to be fun. No.
This is going to suck. This thing with Paige is just going to suck. I really want it to turn out best, and they're like, oh, we love you, son! But
No.
I know how this is going to go. I'm from the South, y'all. I know how these go.
It's not going to happen. No, it's not going to be good. In the end, it might be fine. No. No.
No.
No. No. I there's no spin. None of that.
I feel bad for Dustin. I feel bad for everybody involved in that. Honestly, I have to admire him for wanting to do this in the first place. Mm-hmm. Because that is a very, very, very difficult decision to make. And it's ballsy.
Very.
Because it's, okay, well, I can't hide who I am anymore. Mm-hmm. And I want to come out to my parents, especially with his mother having a heart attack. It's, well, you don't know if she's going to have another one. You don't know if it's going to be fatal. You don't know anything like that. So it's, she needs to know. And that's probably one of the main driving factors is his mom needs to know. Just in case, so that way there is no, oh, I should have told her kind of thing. And also, he's 25. It's, hey, look, I'm my own man. I've made this choice. This is who I am.
Yeah, yeah.
And by choice, I mean the choice to tell you. He's probably been like that his entire life, and he has covered it up, but now he's making the choice not to cover it up anymore, and he's going to be who he is. And hopefully his family can eventually accept it. Hopefully they accept it right away. I really hope they do. I would hate to see somebody get cast out for the way that they're born. I really seriously would, because it's not anyone's fault. It just happened. It's just genetics. That's all it is. And he is who he is.
Yeah, exactly.
But as much good as I wish for him, I kind of see in how this is going to go, and it's probably not going to be pretty.
No. No. No.
No. And we are back from break. We see everybody partying in the pool. Dean's going for a swim. Everybody else is in the hot tub.
We're seeing the meeting with the stupa. Brian, or Ambrose. Looks dead with his hair and everything.
Looks like a drowned rat.
A drowned puppy. Bree's trying to drag Brian out of his comfort zone. Brian's like, they'll be fine without us. Bree's like, you don't go in bed at 8 p.m. It's like, you're not 5 years old.
Oh my god, what are those shorts?
He's Vacation Brian.
We've gone from Jesus Brian to Vacation Brian. The brother does a flip into the pool. Renee does a flip into the pool. Bree does a cartwheel. Now we're having fun. We're enjoying ourselves. We're swimming. Bree's doggy paddling. Dean, of course, is
Dean. No way else the other way to describe it other than
that was
Dean.
A pretty missile drop kick. Holy crap.
Go Renee.
Go Renee.
She has some in-ring ability.
That was pretty.
In-pool ability. We're tributed to troops.
And we see them signing for the wonderful men and women in the armed forces. They're interacting, they're thanking the troops, they're going around the base, seeing helicopters and tanks and guns and all that fun stuff. And they talk about giving back.
This explains why they were in Portland. That was the year before. Never mind.
Yeah. I think this is in...
Florida. Huh?
Florida? Yeah,
Jacksonville,
Florida.
Jacksonville.
I was going to say, this year was in Georgia.
Natty's like, is Mandy ready?
See? See, Natty just made the point I made. Thank you. Thank you, Natty. Thank you.
I was comparing Naya and Eva, not Mandy and Eva.
But it was the same thing. Thank you, Natty. Thank you.
We're in Portland. You talk. I'm just going to sit here.
We are in the car ride of doom.
Everyone's against me. Natty, Lindsay. Anyway, yes.
Rechannel your chi. Take in the positive energy. So, we're at the house. Oh my god. Oh wow. Okay, alright. This is gonna be interesting.
How Dustin's a big WWE wrestling fan.
So we're laughing, we're joking, we're talking about how big a fan Dustin is, and now we're to the awkward. Oh god. Hold his hand.
Yeah, you gotta be there to be the moral support. Hold the hand.
Hold the hand. Okay, so, Natty proves me right.
I forget you can't see the hand motion. I'm just waving you off.
There's a Skype emoji for that. Just saying. But no, so Eva's not married to Red and Gold. She's not married to dyeing her hair blonde. Basically, Eva wants no part of this. Eva wants to continue to go on the rise, which I understand because, you know, every minute that she's down there is 1 minute that she's not on the main roster and she's making NXT level money when she could go up to the main roster and make serious money. So for her it's you're not getting the same notoriety, you're not getting the same recognition, the same everything from the fans that you do down in NXT.
Right, and her whole goal is to get back up to the main roster.
She's looking for as much exposure as possible since her goal is to basically be the female rock. So she needs to be up on the main roster. She needs to build that notoriety and that base for when she does leave WWE to take that next step.
And her persona is all red everything. It's not red and gold. It's all red everything.
Well, it helps her stand out. It's what makes her unique. And to dye her hair blonde, I don't think would do... Obviously, would not do her any favors because it would just make her blend in, and now it's two blondes. I don't think they need to be... They don't need to be the same. You can do matching gear and have two different hair colors. Look at Sasha and Becky. Or even not even matching gear, just it's two chicks teaming together. It doesn't have to be essentially like the old days where everything matches. You can have two people come together for a common goal and you work together. Now the flip side to that is Eva would have to take several steps down.
Where she's already taken several steps back up the ladder. Because she has. To everything we say about her, she's actually shown a little bit of improvement.
She's improved. She's worked incredibly hard to get back to that main spot. They're giving her a shot at Bayley's title. That's a big step for her.
It is. It's a huge step for her.
So for her to take that step down to team with Mandy, that may not be the wisest move right now because it's a very competitive division in NXT, let alone the main roster. So it's... You take that step down, you don't know if you're going to get back up.
Very good point. As we're gearing up to come back from break right about now, the emotional moment is still occurring. Awkwardness.
Is this just the parents or is it the whole family that he's coming out to?
I think the entire family that's sitting there. See?
And there it is.
Rubbing the leg.
Go, Paige. Go, Paige. Oh, thank God they're accepting! Oh, thank Jesus! Praise the Jesus they're accepting!
That was awkwardly as we expected, but it went well.
Oh, thank God it went well. Oh, thank God. Thank God for him it went well. For everybody there it went well. That's how family's supposed to be. And now it's like this.
Now everybody breathe. Apparently this family statistically shouldn't be around each other at all.
So yay. Thank God it went well. Congratulations, Dustin. Way to go, Dustin's family. That's how it's supposed to be. Oh, thank God.
We're now heading to Orlando.
Going to NXT.
NXT. NXT. NXT.
For Eva's title match.
Okay, this is where we go. Boo! Why was an Uso there? That's weird. Michael Hayes didn't think she had this in her. Now he gives her his seal of approval.
She's all the things. She's super excited, anxious, nervous. There's a lot of pressure.
Damn right there's a lot of pressure.
Especially when you're going against a fan favorite like Bayley. There's...
Because, we want some Bayley. That being said, that went surprisingly well.
I'm happy it went surprisingly well. I really genuinely am. Like, I don't know what I would have done if they had been like, no, we hate you, and they throw him out. I probably would have sat here and cried. Because he's so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
He's really so sweet. And it's just, you want him to be able to have that moment with his family where he can be himself and come out to them. Because like we were saying before, it's an incredibly ballsy move, especially in a conservative family like that, because you don't know how they're going to take it.
No, and they took it really, really well.
Thank God. I mean, like I keep saying, that's how family should be.
Yeah.
It really, when you do something like that, that's how it really should be, where they support you. You know, even if they may not understand it, they support you in it. They, you know, it's the fact that people disown their children because they're gay is horrific because they're still your children. They're still who they were. The only difference is they just like their bread buttered a little different. That's all. But they are still the same child that you have raised and loved their whole life.
Correct.
And to cut ties with them like that is just awful. So the fact that they have accepted him and this went so well and it went way better than anybody ever expected it to go is wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful.
Completely, I agree.
And the thing that upset the parents most was that he felt he couldn't tell them. That speaks to the relationship of that family where it's, we're open, you can come to us for anything, we will love you no matter what, we will stand by you no matter what.
Yeah.
That's family. That's what that should be.
Exactly.
So, congratulations, Dustin. And to your family, I'm sorry we doubted you. Well done, you, because thank God. So now we're back in Orlando, Florida with NXT. We see Eva coming out for her title match. And what is she wearing?
Gold.
Red and gold.
Yeah. That's how you do it. Mandy needs to get red gear with her gold hair.
Actually, that wouldn't be bad.
Eva has us entertained at this moment.
I don't think that's quite it, but you go right on believing that, honey.
There's the Super Bayley, the Belly, 1, 2, 3, you're a winner, and still NXT Women's Champion, the amazing, the awesome, Bailey.
The adorable Bailey, yes. Go Bailey. Go Bailey.
It's not your Bailey birthday, for... but, you know, go Bailey.
Oh, this is so not post-match.
Her hair is so perfect.
She's still in the robe.
Oh, yeah. Then she put the robe back on.
Hair's still too perfect.
It's not time for red and gold. It's premature.
Which, that's fair. Mandy's cool with it. Mandy understands.
It will happen one day.
Was that the anvil in a
hat? Yeah. Yeah, it was.
Okay. So we see the Bellas moving into the business world next week. That's going to be interesting. But I think that does it for Total Divas. What do you think? Do we have anything we need to wrap up?
Follow us on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio or at Rock Radio Show at Lynn's Ward, LNSWARD.
Okay. So with that, Total Divas Season 5, we are wrapping up. We are fastly moving towards the season finale. How many episodes do we have left? I think we only have like 2.
I believe we have 2 episodes left. Maybe. I don't know how long the season is, but we're what, 9? 10?
9 or 10 in, yeah. We stopped keeping count.
We've lost count.
So, but yeah, we are rapidly approaching the season finale tier. So we'll have to see where it takes us from there. But for Rock, I'm Lindsay. You've been listening to the Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will see you next week. Bye! Everybody's getting naughty. Going down.